Beach easy.
Hey, mamas. Welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the joys and chaos of mamahood.
Yep.
Today's episode, we're preparing Shannon for a great family vacation. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And in the vacation, we're finally going to Disney World.
Yay! And you literally leave tomorrow morning, right?
I leave tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
So your head is just completely in vacation mode already.
I am already in vacation mode. I'm trying to remember if I've packed everything down to, you know, aspirin to Band-Aids to sunscreen. It's supposed to rain some, so I had to order ponchos. Yeah. Gabriel grew out of his rain jacket, so I had to go and get a rain jacket. But we are super, super excited. This will be the first time the boys have gone. The last time Barrett and I went was almost 12 years ago. So we are counting down the seconds now.
And how did you start the planning process?
So the planning process, really, honestly, I'll just really take it back from day one, as in when Barrett and I got married, we discussed, because we did go to Disney World the year that we actually got married, after we were married, and saw all these pregnant ladies and all the younger kids. And Barrett was like, look, when we go to Disney World, no matter how many kids we have, they have to be over the age of 7. So Grayson turned 8 this past January. So that was, yay.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that. I kind of have an unwritten rule of like, yeah, I don't want a kid in a stroller.
And you don't have to worry about naps and pottying, like the potty training, diapers. Don't get me wrong, a stroller would be nice just to be able to carry stuff, but not the kid.
And I know that they say that like when you take young kids like that, that like
they don't remember.
They don't, and they say the memories are more for the adults than the kids. But I don't want that stress in my life.
No.
I want a fun family vacation.
Exactly.
So let's limit some of those.
Limit some of that. And granted, you know, 2 and under is free, but honestly, neither one of my kids under the age of 2 would have remembered nothing. And mama actually probably would have been more stressed than anything. Mm-hmm. So that did come about. So we have been talking about it for a couple of years now. And then finally, I just told Barrett, and actually it was November, I was like, look, if we're going, we're going next year. And we have to work around the kids' school schedule, because I refuse to allow my kids to miss really any school.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, unless they're sick, but they don't need to be missing school for any reason. So we actually have a holiday weekend. So they are going to actually miss 2 days of school, but they get 2 days of school that they already were going to be off. So which is works out well. We started trying to plan, and I was like, oh my goodness, there's a lot to do when it comes to this type of a trip, because you want to make sure you're getting the best deals. And then there's so many
sites. Is it
just
the four of you guys going?
It's just the four of us going. But there's so many different sites to look at. We knew we wanted to do one of the All-Star resorts, because it is a Disney property and it's a little bit more of the reasonable property. Mm-hmm. And it's great, don't get me wrong, but it has the Disney, you know, flair of everything.
Right, the theme.
Theme and everything. But then they also have the transportation to take you to all the parks, and then also with Disney Springs and everything else. So luckily, one of my coworkers is actually going the same weekend, and I was talking to her about everything, and she's like, oh yeah, my husband, he works with a guy. He's actually a travel agent on the side for Disney. And it was so amazing, because he had everything set up for us. And he also got us into the All-Star Sports Hotel, which was the one that we wanted to stay at, because in particularly for Grayson. But, you know, it worked out to our favor, because they were showing even online that they weren't available. And he was able to get us in.
Oh,
no problem
that's
at
awesome.
All. They brought back the dining packages. So we have the dining packages.
I did see that. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that, because my kids will eat, and for one less stress not to have to worry about. Is, you know, that. Right. And then we also got the magic bands. Barrett was against the magic bands at first, but when we realized all the things that they do to keep up with your tickets, to the dining packages, just to even opening your door at the hotel, it's like, okay, we should get these. This will be, and it's a fun keepsake. And if we ever go back again, you can actually use them again. They just charge up. It's like an eye watch in a sense.
Oh, okay.
And it has our names on the back of them.
So who is most likely, are you most worried about losing their band out of all four of you guys?
So because of that, I started researching, found Amazon an extra, like, almost like rubber band in a sense to go around the band to make sure that it doesn't fall off. So that was something that I was like, okay, definitely getting.
Yeah.
So I got 2 of those per person just to be on the safe side. It was little pack. So Grayson, I think he will love having it, but it is kind of big. So I think it's going to drive him insane a little bit. Gabriel will just be like, whatever. And then Barrett and I both wear watches. So these things are so big that I'm going to have to wear it on my right.
Other side. Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. But definitely, I think it's well worth it just because the fact that it has everything at once. And they encourage, as in Disney, everything's on their app. It's the My Disney app.
Okay.
And
I was gonna say, it's been a while since I've been to Disney.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I mean, the app is great, but I'm not very technology savvy for the most part. And there's so many different areas within the app that I'm worried about. I'm like, what if something doesn't, you know, work on the app? And then
right.
you're kind of screwed. But the app actually gives you, you know, what the lines look like for all the rides for each park. So you'll tell it which park you're in each day. And you can actually make your entire itinerary for the day within the app.
Have you done that?
So I have the app.
Okay.
I have gotten the magic bands like connected to the app.
Okay.
I do not have the magic bands connected to our tickets yet because I don't know how to do that. So I got to research that.
Well, you have travel time tomorrow,
we
right?
We have travel time
Because you guys
time
are
tomorrow.
Driving down, correct?
We're driving yeah. down, so which will be great, you know, and hopefully the kids will sleep some. But then the app itself too, like you can even sign up for the photos so you can get the photos taken and all the photos would go through the app. Of course, like I said, your room key. So everything about the resorts on the app, all the way down to you get to pick what character you want to be, like to show as to who you are. I picked Belle from Beauty and the Beast because in second grade, that's what I was going to be when I grew up. And then the boys, I don't even remember. I think Grayson's Pluto. Gabriel is Rex from Toy Story. And then Barrett is the fox from Zootopia.
Oh,
so yes.
I love Zootopia. That's
I know.
Off topic, but I love that show.
But yeah. So, but the app as a whole, it's got some really interesting like areas on it. And it also had another app that you could download about Disney trivia. So it's something that you as a family or whoever you're with can do while you're in line.
And on the car ride down.
On the car ride down, if we wanted to do that.
I mean, we actually have Disney trivia at the end of this episode.
Right.
So we're prepping you ahead of time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you can
it.
Crush it, Mom. You
yes.
can be the Disney trivia queen.
I want to. That would be fun. But yeah, no, there's a lot to do. Some of the things, though, that we're trying to kind of plan out is like restaurants. We're not doing any of the real sit down or the character dinings.
Yeah.
My kids maybe would like it, but I don't think. For our sake, we're too much of a go mm-hmm. type. We're just on the go.
Yeah, maximize your time.
Maximize
while you're there.
That time. One of the things, though, that we didn't get to see when we were there the last time is the firework display at Disney World. I heard that's amazing. A part of your Disney watch, it lights up to the fireworks.
Uh huh.
So how that's fun cool. is that?
Yeah.
So yeah, so we're excited, but packing. I forgot how hard it is to pack.
How many days prior have you started packing?
So I unfortunately was sick about, 2 days ago. So I was sick for about 3 days. And So finally, the night before, I had to fold about 7 loads of laundry. So before doing even that, it's I didn't even have time to get anything together. But this is the longest time that we've ever actually been away. I don't even think we were gone this long during our honeymoon. So we're gone for 6 days and 5 nights.
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to have so much fun.
Yes.
But did you go from the laundry to, as I'm folding, this is going on the trip
yes.
and this is going back in a drawer?
Yes, I was trying
I find
to keep
that to be
separated.
A great way to,
yeah.
I mean, it's probably not the most, efficient way to make it happen, but I, in my head, I mean, those are the clothes that you wear most often.
Right.
Because they're in the laundry.
They are.
And, I'm good with that plan. It worked out well for you.
I realized that the kids and myself, we do not have that many pairs of socks. We do, but we really don't. And I'm like, we kind of need 2 pairs of socks per day just because for the parks. And if you do anything afterwards, so I'm like, I think I might have to make a Target trip really quickly to get some more
Those
socks.
Are the Target trips that turn from just need a couple of things
to everything.
Yeah. And so, you're out $250
exactly.
later. Exactly. Like, what in
did
the
I
world
buy?
Did I get? Yeah.
But I've also been trying to make sure I've been reading a lot of different posts and blogs from.
There's so much out there.
There is. It's almost overwhelming.
Uh-huh.
So, but in particularly, I've mostly been reading about from a mom's perspective.
Oh, okay.
Because they come up with ideas that you wouldn't think about.
Right.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. even like one of them had, you know, bring a Ziploc bag with extra socks for each person just because of sweating, or even if you go on a water ride or anything, you don't want
somebody
to
drops
that.
An ice cream cone and it falls down,
you know,
and you have sticky
socks. And
then
socks. You have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So, and then the book bag, of course, I got Barrett a Clemson book bag. So, cause he's carrying it, mm-hmm. Just to bring snacks and everything. So yeah, it's just been all of that preparing.
I saw one, I think I saw it on TikTok, where a mom took a sponge mm-hmm. and put dish soap in it. And then like, so the sponge held the dish soap, put it in a Ziploc bag, and then like cups or anything that kind of needed to be washed while you're in the park. You didn't have to use like hand soap from a bathroom.
Oh,
or you
that's
could just
smart.
Go and like
clean it out and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's smart. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring bottles of water.
Smart.
Just because, in fact, like, our family doesn't really drink much soda. Mm-hmm. And with the dining package, most of the packages have, I think it has one bottle of water, but most of it is, like, endless soda. And with all that walking, I don't want to tempt that. But it's also supposed to rain some, so I had to order ponchos.
Yeah.
You know, we live at the beach, so we kind of are used to that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it won't rain too much.
I've also heard that, like, Disney when it's raining is a better time because there's less people in the park.
Less
so
people.
Like if you guys are willing to risk it,
it
might pay off in the long run.
That's true. I think we've decided our first park will be because we can actually pick which park we go to each day.
Okay.
We didn't do the park hoppers just because we knew we were going to spend all day long at mm-hmm. each park. So I think we're doing Epcot first. The boys want to see, and of course we do too, but there's like different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So Barrett and I did it last time and we did have like a drink at a few of the different, so that was fun.
Drank around the world.
You know, drank around
say.
The world. Mm-hmm. I can't do too much just because of trying to ride rides. It's like,
oof. Oh yeah.
But there is some really cool things over at Epcot. And then the two biggest ones that the boys are most excited about, and so are we, well, at least me, is Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I think Animal Kingdom for sure. I've never been there, so I'm with you on that one.
Oh, no. So the safari ride is so cool. So Gabriel is already, he's been researching everything on mm-hmm. his little computer.
That's so cute.
He's been telling me all different fun facts. Mm-hmm. And so I'm letting him kind of help with the itinerary. I'm trying my best because I'm a little OCD. So I'm trying my best to kind of go with the flow for the trip. Because I think if you plan too much, you're going to almost stress yourself out even more.
Right. Like, oh my, we didn't get this done. Like, we can't move on to the next thing until this happens.
Until this happens.
Right.
And then there's some new thing on the app that it's like a some type of, it's not the past the line, but it's something that you actually have to do. It's the virtual queens or queues or something like that, that you have to actually like sign into to be able to know what time of the day you'll be able to go to it. So a few of your bigger attractions like your Star Wars and a couple others. So that's another thing I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to remember all of this. So I'm like that for all of that being said, we're trying just to really go with the flow.
Right, right.
And enjoy ourselves. Mm-hmm. Barrett and I did go and buy some new tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, because we're old people like that and we wanted to make sure we have really good shoes. So, but other than that, we do have our family shirts.
Oh.
None of them actually
like each day or just one set?
So we have one set of family shirts that it's the same exact logo. Everybody got a different color because they did not, as in my boys, did not want to go with me on that. And then another day, we have Kuna Matata shirts.
Love it.
To wear for Animal Kingdom because my two favorite Disney movies of all time was Lion King and Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect fitting, you know, but everybody has their own little design on it. Other than that, we don't have, we just did those two. And I was trying to do that because I didn't feel like getting the arguments from all three of my boys, as including Barrett.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, I'm excited. I think over, I'm in my head right now of like, did I remember this? Did I remember that? Because there's so many things you got to bring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even in for the hotel room, because of course, no food technically like is included besides, of course, the dining package. So a lot of times when you go to a hotel, they'll have like the complimentary breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case. So packed a bunch of snacks and muffins and
absolutely
Pop-Tarts and all that fun stuff.
Quick grab and go breakfast.
Quick grab and go water, Gatorade.
Yeah, exactly. Are you budgeting for souvenirs or are you kind of like, we'll just go along and
flow?
See? Yeah.
So Grayson and Gabriel were given a $100 Disney gift card from my mom.
Okay.
So they have
wonderful.
That. Grayson's birthday, we ended up having a few of his little friends to come over. So a couple of his friends actually gave him a Disney gift, Disney gift cards. Uh-huh. But, you know, they really do say, as parents do give, you know, their blood, sweat, and tears, donating blood all throughout last year. I now have a Disney gift card for that.
I love that.
So we do have a good amount of Disney gift cards that we have collected that we're going to take for souvenirs and things. But I know we'll probably end up having to purchase stuff just out of pocket too, because of course everything there does like jack up. But I was seeing, of course, there was a few moms who were like, go to the Walmart near Disney World because they have a whole section of Disney.
My parents obviously live close to Disney World. And right before Christmas, they went over to Disney Springs and they like to walk around and see the decorations and do dinner or whatever. And my mom was shopping. She was like, oh, I'll pick up some stuffed animals for the boys in one of the stores. And she was like, A, the line was so long to purchase the items. And she was like, and little guys were like $25. She was like, I literally went, you know, off site, off campus. There was like a touristy store.
Yeah.
And she was like, I got the same stuffed animal.
For half the price.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another thing. Because of all of like the beach stores we have here, they all have them in Disney World.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's perfect. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely do some of that. Because Nana, my mom, is watching the dogs and she's really stressing about that. Because Ginger is a lot. So I have to bring her back, you know,
a
few things.
Something,
So, but yeah, we're excited.
I'm jealous. You guys are going to have so much fun.
Honestly, I don't think it's hit me yet. And I know that's crazy to say it because we leave in less than 24 hours. But I've been waiting for this moment. And probably when I see the sign, no joke, I will start crying my eyes out because I cannot wait for my kids to experience this. Because even when we've done like Disney on Ice before, we've done a few things like that. And of course, I was crying during that just because of the fact, just seeing the boys just light up. I mean, you're the same way. You know, it's like when you see them just experience.
So excited about something.
Yes. I think you were like that when Colton got to meet the Paw Patrol characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just like something that they've been growing up to and like looking up to. And it's so surreal.
Yeah.
The true magic of Disney, even though the mouse gets you when it comes to the money. But, you know, there is the truth about the magic. So
absolutely. So I want to take it back to your car ride down.
Yes.
Are you planning like screen time at all? Are you planning activities? Are we just winging it and going from there?
Winging it a little bit. But no, I let the boys, they bring their little tablets and they can do those for a little bit. Gabriel, unfortunately, is like me. He gets car sick here and there. So I don't allow him to be on his tablet for too long. With us leaving for as early as we're leaving, I'm making them bring a pillow and hopefully they'll sleep for a little bit because I think that we're going to have a hard time sleeping tonight.
Yes,
because
I would imagine.
They're going to be excited.
It's almost a better thing. You know what I mean?
I'd rather like, that. Yeah.
Let them sleep in the car. Make sure Barrett gets some sleep so he's nice and rested.
Exactly.
And have some caffeine ready for him.
For him to go. And then for when the radio itself, like Barrett typically likes to play a lot of, you know, ESPN or Pearl Jam, but I take over the radio here and there. So,
nice.
But I think it's like a 7 hour, 7.5 hour.
Something like that.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So does your parents go to Disney that often? Or
they do every once in a while. Like they've gotten almost every year. My dad has a friend who when they film the Disney parade that's shown on Christmas Day.
Yes.
So that's filmed ahead of time.
Yeah.
They bring in people to fill the actual park.
Oh, it's not during the day.
Yeah, that one's not live. At least
I don't think so. No, it's not live. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if they just film people that are there.
They ensure that people are going to be filled.
Okay.
So like they basically give you a pass to the park. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, you really can't do anything. We need you in the parade. So my parents have done that before. And then once the parade's over, you know, you get to kind of explore. But, you know, there are fillers essentially to make sure it looks packed for the park.
Well, if they ever need some fillers, I think we should just take the show to Disney.
And then they also love to just drive around the area, maybe not go into the parks. But
yeah,
I mean, you just catch the atmosphere of Disney. So,
Well, and you have not taken the boys.
I have not.
Have you been to Disney?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Has Lewis?
It's been a long, long time since Lewis has done Disney. Now, we did Universal as a couple. It was kind of like the kickoff to our honeymoon before we left for our cruise.
Yeah.
But we did Universal and did Harry Potter World and all that. But we didn't do Disney together.
Okay. So. When Barrett and I went, he was a saint because we went with my mom and my sister. It was about 9 months after, 9 or 10 months after we got married, and it was his first time going to Disney. And I am a Disney fanatic. I'm not as bad as I used to be just because of, honestly, how expensive it is. Mm-hmm. But I was just in heaven the whole time. And he was like, pretty much, who did I marry? Did I marry a little kid? Because of how, like, obsessed I am about certain things. Like, even to the announcements of the boys, it was either Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse.
That's cute.
Yeah, so it's exciting.
Everybody's a ride rider? Like, we'll go on everything?
So Grayson, surprisingly enough, gets a little scared.
Okay.
But we're really excited because of us waiting for the ages, he actually is the height to be able to ride any and everything.
And do you think he's going to...
I honestly think that because we're there and he's going to be in that, just the mode of, like, just the spirit of everything, mm-hmm. I think he'll do it. We'll see. Gabriel will ride any and everything. He doesn't care. And he'll ride it by himself. Like, mm-hmm. he doesn't, you know. But just to keep the family together, we're going to hopefully get to ride everything. Yeah. But, of course, we'll ride also, like, Dumbo and Small World and all that kind
of
stuff.
Right, yeah. But take your breaks in between.
Take your breaks.
But they still need to experience all that. Exactly. Those are classics.
Exactly.
Classics.
So, and then also they do the Beauty and the Beast performance, mm-hmm. which I'm excited about. I got to see that, of course, last time. And Gabriel is really excited about that because he likes the movie because of me.
One of my favorite things at Disney, and I'm pretty sure they still have it, but the Hall of Presidents.
Yes.
I mean, it gives you a chance to get, you know, relax for
history.
A few minutes, but it's really cool.
Yeah,
like,
I
really enjoy the Hall of Presidents.
I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah.
Good call on that. I hope that they still have that.
You get to sit for a little bit and have a little break and watch a little bit of it. And, mm-hmm.
They have a Muppets also performance.
Oh, okay.
And then Haunted Mansion is one that Grayson is pushing back on. But I already told him, I said, you have to do it. It's not that scary.
Gotcha. Yeah. Tell Grayson, like, I am a chicken when it comes to rides and things like that. And Haunted Mansion is
not
easy.
That bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've also already purchased my Dramamine because I do get
motion sickness.
And that only happened after having kids.
Will you take it on the car ride down too?
I probably will.
Smart.
Just because of the fact I just wanted to go ahead and kick into my system.
Yeah.
Barrett's like, isn't that going to make you fall asleep? I'm like, I'm going to be on such a high that I don't think so.
And even if I do, is that okay?
I'm
riding passenger princess
anyway. It's all good. Yeah, Barrett will not let me drive. So we're driving his truck, and I refuse to drive his truck. I got in my last bad car accident in his truck, and it just scares me. So Barrett's on you.
You get to get in the passenger seat every time. You're
exactly.
Good.
So,
I like it.
But talking about Barrett, the one thing he just keeps talking about, and Disney does this, and it's so smart, especially for the dads and guys. But when you go into Disney World, they have the cinnamon smell of, like, those cinnamon rolls and things. Uh-huh. That's all he keeps talking about. He's like, I'm going to go and get so many of those. I'm like, are you going to get a bunch to go too? He's like, yes, I can't wait. So it sounds like about $50 worth of gift cards is going to be going just to the cinnamon rolls.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. Disney is smart and they pump out that smell.
That smell.
Mm-hmm. So that's all he can talk about. But then at the hotel, it is the sports theme, and they have a football field. They have a basketball court. They have
not that you guys are going to
have any time
to do any of that,
Grayson,
or energy once you get done with the parks.
But Grayson, of course, has packed his football and his basketball.
Of course.
And then they have the Goofy sports store. So I'm excited for that because my favorite character is Goofy.
My favorite character is Goofy too.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I love Goofy.
That's hilarious. Yes. Mm-hmm. Goofy's fun. So, but yeah, we're definitely excited. I will come back with pointers that I'll probably learn that it's like, oh yeah, I probably should have packed this or did this.
Yeah. Recap. We'll have to do a recap episode and what's for next time and what you would change and what you wouldn't change and all of that.
Yeah. The do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the main thing though for me is, like, I'm wearing leggings and straight t-shirts.
Yeah.
There is nothing to be fancy about. Like, I'm going to be as comfortable as I can possibly be. So.
Take lots of pictures. You'll want to remember.
So I had to get a new phone because my plan, I even got a new phone just to make sure I had plenty of storage.
Love it.
To get Good. For pictures. So yeah, we're excited. But I will ask you a question.
Sure.
So of course this will air after we get back, but we have not posted about Disney World. So you always hear the stories that if you're out of town, you honestly shouldn't be posting on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in that, or what do you think?
Yes, in a sense of, like, I wouldn't necessarily post anything about, like, leaving the house or on our way or, you know, whatever. But I wouldn't be scared to post photos during
the trip as
a
whole.
Because at that time, like, they don't know if you have someone house sitting in your house and staying there. But, like, I think you're good.
Think so? Because that's one of the reasons why we haven't said anything, but we also haven't said anything is I'm extremely excited. And honestly, at this point in time, we've saved up for so long, but I also don't want to sound bragging that we're finally getting to take our, you know, our family and stuff. So I haven't said anything, but I know that on social media, it's
one conundrum.
Of those. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's one of those, like it's a yes or no, but the video that I have of when we were even telling the boys that we were going is the cutest thing ever. So
I know it's, you know, adorable.
Yeah. So I would love to even post that, but I'm like, you know, it's one of those things with social media, the do's and the don'ts.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you know, to each their own. If you want to keep it just a family thing, great. If you want to share out those memories, also 100%, 1000 A-okay.
Well, I have a feeling that my mom, Nana, is going to be wanting every 5-minute updates. Mm-hmm. My Nana's taking one for the team and, like I said, watching my dogs. But she's the one who made me into loving Disney.
Aww.
So I know she would absolutely love to go on this trip. So we appreciate Nana. Staying at home and watching the dogs and helping feed the fish that I totally forgot that I'm like, oh, yeah, you do need to feed the fish.
I mean, that good point that you said that. Like, I feel in our family, like, we're going to have to do just our core family as well the first time we go, because I'm sure my parents will want to be. I'm sure Lewis's family all wants to make it a trip and, like, just seems like a lot. So maybe just doing the core family.
With Barrett's family could care less about Disney. So that is a good thing. I don't even know if his parents know we're going, honestly. Actually, come to think of it, I really don't know if they I guess we probably should tell them that. My mom has known almost since the day that we booked it, I think. And my mom kept it a secret from my kids for 2 months. And Gabriel and
good
I.
Good job, Nana.
Good job, Nana.
Yeah,
I told Gabriel, I was like, Gabriel, Nana knew about this for about 2 months. Nana, she kept a secret from me, because Nana doesn't keep a secret
from the
boys.
But that's the best kind of secret.
And they said, good job, Nana. We're so proud of you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So, but yes, we're excited.
You should be.
Yeah. So stay
tuned. I hope you guys have lots of memories and everything is perfect. And it's not, you guys are together and you're having fun, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. We are, Barrett is even looking forward to it now.
Good.
At first, he was kind of like, oh, my goodness. But he, even talking last night, Valentine's Day was last night, and all we could talk about was the plans for Disney, which I was excited because I'm like, yay. Like,
I can see the giddiness on your face.
I know.
It makes me smile to see it.
And I'm just like, I'm stressing about probably the dumb stuff of like packing, but I also know that there is a laundromat on site, but when will we have time?
Right.
You know, so I just want to make sure we have enough clothes.
And also, like you said, there's a Walmart.
Yeah.
If you need to go get new underwear, just run over and go get new underwear.
So I'm weird. I can't wear anything unless it's been washed.
Oh.
I'm that person.
Okay. That's fair.
So, yeah. But I will be probably making a trip to that Walmart just to see what kind of Disney stuff they have.
I mean, you could go to Goodwill and get used underwear and it's been washed.
All right, Jen.
I would not recommend that to anyone.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
So, but we're excited. It's been a lot of time just, you know, planning and waiting and 12 years really, honestly, since Barrett and I went. So now to actually see it from kids' perspective is going to be a whole nother level.
I'm so excited for you guys. And you have so much fun.
Thank you.
Safe travels. And
I appreciate it.
Excited to hear the stories when you come back.
Yeah. And I guess now it's going to be going on to our trivia.
Our trivia is next. That's
right.
All right, Shannon. So in honor of your upcoming trip.
Yes.
I have organized some Disney trivia.
I'm so excited.
And we're going to go head to head.
Okay.
And see who knows trivia the best. So the way we're going to set it up is I'm going to let you go first because I'm a nice person.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But if you get the question right, you get a point. If you get the question wrong, I have a chance to steal the answer. And if I answer it correctly, then I get the point. So I can steal the point.
Okay.
And then I'll go and we'll go
have
back.
Have you already seen the question?
I have not seen a single thing.
All right, good.
And
good,
that's actually why we're bringing in a teammate.
All right.
So Tiffany Henry from the I Speak Mama team is coming in. She prepared all the questions.
This is exciting.
She's going to be our trivia moderator.
Okay.
Welcome, Tiffany. And let's take it away. First question.
All right. Question number one. In the movie The Lion King, what kind of animal is Timon?
Oh, dang it. I see the colors. What is he? Man, he's a little guy. He's a little rat thingy doodle. I don't know. I can't think of the head. No, it's not a hedgehog. Crap. I don't know. And I love the Lion King. What is he?
I don't know. I can't remember. Do you remember? Do you know what it is?
Oh, am I getting the chance to steal?
I think it's time for the steal.
Yeah, because I can't.
Is Timon the Warthog?
No, that's Puma.
All right. We both got it wrong.
Okay, what is he?
What's our answer?
No point.
He's a meerkat.
That's it. I'm like, okay. I see him. I can describe him. I can tell you all of his colors and everything.
Okay, my question.
Okay, Jen's question. Which Disney princess has a raccoon as a sidekick? Shannon's raising her hand.
Well, this is from one of the more modern ones. Is it Rapunzel?
Nope.
It is not. Shannon, what is it?
It's Pocahontas, and the little raccoon, his name is Miko.
Shannon's correct.
We had a cat named Miko growing up from the movie itself.
There you go.
All right, Shannon. In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of Ariel's father?
He's the king, but dang, you give me the hard ones. What is his name? I don't know.
Are you just passing it over to me?
Yeah.
Is it Poseidon?
No. Shannon, you were half right.
I mean, Poseidon's a king.
King Triton.
That's it. Golly. Okay.
I didn't want to make this too easy.
No, these are great questions.
Yeah. Okay, this will prepare me.
Yeah.
Which of the four theme parks at Walt Disney World in Florida is known for its iconic Cinderella's castle?
Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah. Knew that one.
All right, we are tied at one each.
Yay.
All right, Shannon. Which Disney World theme park is known for its thrilling rides such as Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster?
Hollywood Studios.
That is correct.
Now we're getting hot. Heating up.
And Tower of Terror actually isn't even there anymore. Mm. It's named something different. Yeah. It's part of like Guardians of the Galaxy of some sort. I know. I didn't know that until researching.
All right, Jen. Which Disney movie features a song, A Whole New World?
Little Mermaid.
Aladdin.
Oh, dang it.
You were so confident, too.
You were like, yes.
It.
Love the singing.
Thank you. Shannon, what is the name of the street where Walt Disney's original Disneyland park is located?
Main Street?
I'll accept. Main Street, USA.
Okay. And then also inside Disney World on Main Street, they have their Chamber of Commerce.
Really?
They do. They have a Chamber of Commerce. It doesn't really have much in it, but it is. There's a building. It says Chamber of Commerce. So each time I go, I always take a picture.
All right, Jen, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the dragon in Disney's Mulan?
I have no idea. I will actually admit I've never seen Mulan. So I have to pass.
He's played Rack? No. I'm probably not going to get it. What is it?
His name is Mushu.
Mushu. Okay.
All right.
And he's played by a famous actor, too. Like the...
The voice.
The voices. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Score update. Shannon has 4. Jen has 1.
Behind. I can still catch up, though.
Yes,
you
can.
I got a shot.
You got this.
Shannon.
Yes.
What is the name of the fairy who curses Princess Aurora in The Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, goodness. The fairy. Well, it's not Tinkerbell.
I don't know. Can you repeat the question?
What is the name of the fairy who curses Princess Aurora in The Sleeping Beauty?
Evil fairy?
Maleficent.
Oh!
Yep, okay.
Yep. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jen.
Yep.
Which Disney park is known for its iconic spaceship Earth attraction?
Epcot?
That's actually correct.
Yay! Did you sense my question mark at the end of that?
Epcot?
Question. Shannon.
Yes.
In Disney's Aladdin, what is the name of the princess who falls in love with Aladdin?
Jasmine.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I thought it was a trick question. I'm like,
All right, Jen, what is the name of the kingdom in Disney's Frozen where Elsa and Anna live?
Oh, my gosh. The name of the kingdom is... Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember. I don't know. I have to pass.
And I'm trying to think, too. I think it starts with an A. Do you think of it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Because I don't know.
It's when you said A, it's
It's not Anakista.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Are we both giving up?
Yes.
Arendelle?
Oh, Arendelle!
Yes!
Look, at I knew it started with an A.
I was thinking Adirondack for some reason.
All right, Shannon. What came first? Disneyland or Disney World? And in what year?
Oh, God. Well, I know Disneyland came first. I'm thinking 1945. Or, no.
You're halfway right.
I'm halfway right?
You got Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
But the year is not correct.
Okay. Well, they're celebrating 100 years right in us, Disney World. So that doesn't count. Well, I know it's Disneyland. I'm trying to now think. Is it 1936? Okay, I give up.
Jen, do you want to take a crack?
Disneyland, and if they're celebrating 100, and 100 was...
No, Disney World celebrating 100. Disney World is after Disneyland.
Why are you trying to talk me out of my question?
Well, I'm trying to help you. Huh? I'm actually helping you.
So maybe then I'm going to go...
Okay.
100 years would be... Last year would be 1922?
I have 1955.
Oh. I think Disney as a whole.
Disney as a whole.
Like, maybe
okay.
Not the parks, which would make sense.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because Walt Disney didn't even get to see...
The creation of
Disney World. He mm-hmm. did Disneyland, though. Okay.
So we'll call that one...
Negative.
Yeah, no one gets that one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can we have a score update?
Yeah. Shannon has 5.
Okay.
And Jen, you have 2.
Okay. I didn't get shut out. Okay. Go ahead.
Jen, in The Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Baloo?
A bear.
Good job.
Yes!
Colton has a big blue bear.
Really?
Uh-huh. Aww.
Shannon, what is the name of the young boy who travels to Neverland and befriends Peter Pan?
Is it James?
It's not.
I'm taking a complete wild guess here. And Michael.
No, his name's John Darling.
John Darling.
You were close, Shannon.
I had the J. I'm like, Mary? Nana?
Okay, we have 2 questions left.
Uh-oh.
Jen could tie it.
Oh.
All right, Jen.
Okay.
Yes, Jen.
Which Disney movie features a young girl named Rapunzel with long magical hair?
Tangled.
That's correct.
Oh, we're coming down to the last question.
All right, Shannon. In Finding Nemo, what kind of fish is Nemo's friend Dory?
Clownfish. No, that's Nemo. Dang it.
Oh.
Jen, ball's in your court. You can tie it.
Obviously, it's a tropical fish of some sort. Dory is blue with a yellow stripe. I'm going to say a rainbow fish.
Oh!
What was it?
Dory is a blue tang fish.
Oh, man, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yeah, me either. But, well, Shannon, you're the winner.
Yay!
You are fully prepared to go to Disney World now.
There is like a whole Nemo attraction too. So yeah, which we didn't do the last time we were there. That was 12 years ago, but I'll make sure to look for Dory.
Perfect. Thank you, Tiffany, for joining us and preparing our questions.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Shannon. Enjoy your trip.
Thank you. So Jen.
Yes.
Your New Year's resolution last year was?
To start a TikTok.
And what have we recently done?
So I Speak Mama currently has an account on TikTok, and there are actually posts out there. Is it called a post? I don't even know.
I don't know.
A video? A video.
A TikTok.
On TikTok. Exactly. A TikTok. Yes. Yes. So we are there. I Speak Mama. Put it in. Look it up. Follow us. We even have some content that's exclusive to TikTok.
Yeah.
So if you want to see some fun videos from us right there that you can only find on TikTok, go check us out.
Yes.
And while you're there, you know, go ahead and give us a like, 5-star review, do all of those fun things. And we're excited to see where TikTok goes.
Yes.
Well, Shannon.
Yeah.
Go get to your vacation.
Thank you. Thank
Trivia's
you.
Trivia's done.
Yes.
We've had all the fun. Now it's time for you to go enjoy family
I feel
vacation.
Like I know all about Disney now.
Yes.
Exactly. So with that, cheers.
Cheers.
We don't just get away at the beach, we get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.